Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're exploring a really critical point in the financial world. A moment, really.
Yeah.
It's about the call.
Yeah.
You know, that incredibly difficult conversation a financial advisor has.
Right. With a spouse or maybe a son or daughter after someone passes.
Exactly. And it's more than just ticking boxes, isn't it? It's helping someone honor a life.
Absolutely. And it's about fulfilling a promise.
A promise made maybe years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rooted in love, planning, trust.
And when that moment is handled well, with clarity, with compassion.
Trust gets stronger.
Yeah.
Cemented, really.
If it's delayed. Or yeah. Just confusing.
Oh, the damage is huge. Right. We're talking lost relationships, right? Loyalty just gone.
Policies maybe aren't renewed.
And you even hear about adult kids thinking, I'm never buying life insurance after seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's profound. It tests the whole point of the industry.
And that brings us, doesn't it, to this this uncomfortable truth. Unclaimed benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, did you know that some estimates put it in the billions, just sitting there, unclaimed, across the U.S.?
Billions. That's staggering.
It is. And regulators are paying more attention now. Investigations are showing these, well, systemic issues.
Like what kind of issues?
Well, often funds get escheated, turned over to the state, basically. Unclaimed property.
Why does that happen?
It could be the insurance carrier just didn't know the person passed away. Or sometimes the beneficiary, incredibly, had no idea a policy even existed for them.
Wow.
And here's the tricky part. Many states, frankly, aren't super motivated to track down those beneficiaries.
Why not?
Because those escheated funds, they often become state revenue.
Yeah.
You know, used for general government stuff.
So the families are left completely in the dark.
Completely. And the original intention, the whole reason for the policy, it's just unfulfilled.
That's, yeah, that point about state incentives is quite something. So given all this, what's the real blocker here for the industry? Because it doesn't sound like it's a lack of caring.
No, absolutely not. It's not about lack of care. The core issue is really a profound lack of visibility and just outdated processes.
Outdated how?
Think about it. So many companies are still working with these old legacy systems. Makes it really hard to act quickly.
Right. Slows everything down.
And data is often siloed, you know? The information that confirms a death might be over here, but it's not connected to the part of the system that needs to do something about it.
Disconnected.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Disconnected workflows mean even when they do confirm a death, actually reaching out to the beneficiaries, that could take days, maybe longer.
So it points to needing a different mindset.
A fundamental shift, really. Claims shouldn't just start when someone manages to call in. They should begin the moment the policyholder can't speak for themselves anymore. That needs a proactive approach, a truly proactive one.
Okay, proactive. That sounds like a big change for an industry that's often, well, reactive. What does that actually look like? It sounds like it needs more than just good intentions. It needs serious infrastructure.
It absolutely does. Proactivity demands real infrastructure. It means having the capability, the systems to regularly, automatically match death data across all your in-force policies.
Okay. So finding out sooner.
Yes. Oh. And then that triggers secure, compliant outreach. You contact the beneficiaries without waiting for them to figure things out and call you.
Right. You reach out first.
And you guide them through it simply, compassionately. You don't want to add more burden at such a difficult time.
Makes sense.
And critically, this needs to cover everything. Life insurance, annuities, living benefits. Same urgency, same clarity across the board.
Are companies doing this now?
Some are definitely on this path. Others, well, they're just starting their modernization journey. But the key is everyone needs to be planning for it comprehensively.
Sounds like a huge, maybe expensive undertaking. Transformation takes time, right?
It does take time. But, you know, the longer the industry waits to put this foundation in place, the harder it gets to rebuild the trust that gets lost with every difficult experience.
So it's about more than just ticking compliance boxes or passing audits.
Exactly. The goal shouldn't just be compliance. It should be defined by the people you serve, the promises you keep. When we meet that moment, that call with the right mindset, and importantly, the right tools.
Yeah.
We don't just close a claim. We strengthen a legacy. We protect a relationship. And really, we uphold the entire purpose of insurance in the first place.